It's 8:56 and 51 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. And Pete, everything closed higher yesterday on the grain side after that wet weather. What are we seeing so far today?
We've had mixed prices today. Early we were up, corn up a little, beans up as much as 8, wheat up as much as 6. Then all of a sudden corn was down 4. Beans hit the negative by a couple, and wheat only up a hair, and down as much as 4. Right now we are mixed again. We have July corn down 2.5 at 375. We have the December down 2.5 at 392. That's 2 off their low and 3.25 off their high. Just mixed back and forth, kind of an opposite Tuesday here after the big move up from yesterday. Forecasts are, I think, for not much rain coming, but a little. But we're nice and sunny now, and I think they're looking at that. You go into the beans after being up 8 at 978.5 in July. We went to 67.25. We're at 972.25 now, up 2. The Novembers are up 2.5 at 967, 5 off their low and 5 off their high, right in the middle of the range. And the wheat, after being up at 461.5, went to 452. We're at 456.5 right now, up 0.5, 4 off their low, and about 5 off their high. Outside markets, livestock are up a little. Hogs for June up 55, June cattle up 32, and the May feeders up 22. Outside markets are mixed, but grains, that kind of opposite Tuesday after the big run-up, but beans are hanging in there to the plus side now as we speak.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. That's Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, joining us this morning. A couple of other notes for you today. Looking at the USDA grain crushings report, it showed that 460 million bushels were crushed for ethanol production on the corn side during the month of March, up 5% over last March and about 9% larger than in February. Meanwhile, the USDA released that oilseed crush report for soybeans as well, indicating that about 160 million bushels of soybeans were crushed during March. That was below expectations of 162 million and about 4% lower than last year. Meanwhile, oil stocks on the soybean side were at 2.35 billion pounds, about 1.2% above last March and above expectations. Let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Mostly sunny skies and windy today with a high of 60 degrees. West wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight down to a low of 41 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Rain beginning in the afternoon with a high of 54 degrees. And we could see some heavy rain move in tomorrow night with a low of 45. Rain likely again on Thursday with a high of 53 degrees. And could see as much as another 3 inches of rain between Wednesday afternoon and Friday. We'll keep our eyes on that with the already saturated ground. Checking in on current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. We're seeing temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees at this hour. Bloomington still on the cool side at 44. Right now, 49 degrees in Decatur, 47 in Danville, 51 degrees right now in Charleston and Mattoon, 45 right now in Pontiac, and 49 degrees at Rantoul. Stay tuned. We've got 2 hours of 1A coming up next here on WIOL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org. It's 51 degrees at 9 o'clock.